105.7 KOZZ, it's Reno's Classic Rock. Your morning crew, Kevin and Jay, I have the ultimate pleasure of chatting with a rock and roll legend right now, or I should say we have the ultimate pleasure.
Yes, we do.
Because we have got Don Barnes with us, the founder, lead singer, guitarist for 38 Special. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Wonderful.
Oh, man, we woke up this morning. We found that our album just was released last week, and it's made it to Billboard. It's number 5 in the top 10 rock albums across the country there. So we've got some good news this morning.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, a milestone. It came out on the 19th? And you guys have released a couple of singles off there so far, slightly controversial and All I Haven't Said. Man, talk to us about how you came about just waking up one day and saying, you know, I want to release a new record.
Well, it was our 50th anniversary. We knew we had to commemorate something, this milestone. I didn't know what else to call it, but milestone, it is a milestone. But we wanted to kind of present new music to the fan base and just everybody that had stuck with us all these years. We do over 100 cities a year. We're out there every year. And so we wanted to have something special. There's a lot of diverse songs. We put some writing the year before. I'd done some writing with my old buddy Jim Peterick that I did all the hits back in the 80s with. And some special surprises. We got co-writes with Randy Bachman and Pat Monahan from Train.
Nice.
And so we just put a collection of songs. There's a little bit of something for everybody on there. And so it came out beautiful. It just had a great time doing it. And the good thing about it, the desperation factor is not there anymore like it was in the early days, you know, because every band that starts out, they're pretty desperate. They've rolled the dice. They have nothing to fall back on. So they're out there going, please like us. Please buy this. We have nothing. You know. So all these years later, we just had a good time doing it together. I'm surrounded by these legends and kings. They know how to evolve their parts, and I tell them, this is how the song goes, and I play a little keyboard or something, and then we just slowly evolved it and let the tracks, you know, happen, and turned the room mics up and got that bombastic live feel, and I think the whole album kind of reflects that celebration of the brotherhood and just, you know, organically has a good feel to it.
Well, you know, and you talk about, like, there's no pressure. I mean, you know, back in the day when you're writing hits like Hold On Loosely and Caught Up In You, the pressure to come out with new records to match the success of those singles probably mounts for a band, right?
It is. You're only as good as your last hit song. That's how this business goes. It's highly competitive. It's not something I recommend to anybody. you got to be 5 steps ahead of yourself all the time. And these young guys, they want to do it for the partying or the girls or whatever. So that's the wrong reason. You got to be an artist. You actually have to learn songwriting, the craft of it, and you have to compete with so many people who are vying for your position on the charts, you know. So, and to get on the radio is a tough, even just open the door radio, it's a tough thing. So,
right.
You know, I tell these young guys, I said, just do it on the weekend, play with your buddies, have a couple of beers. But when you try to pay your bills and eat from it, that's a whole different story, you know.
Totally get that. Now, you are no stranger to the Reno area. In fact, you guys just played Hot August Nights a couple months ago. You guys have been here many times. You know, first, tell us about the Hot August Nights experience this past August. Did you get a chance to go out, check out any of the cars? And tell us about how much you love Reno and some of maybe your favorite spots here in Reno.
Yeah, we've always had an affinity to Reno. I don't know what it is. We just always we always land there with a couple of days off. So we go out there in the casinos. We're all partying and everything. But, yeah, it was great to go see all the vintage cars and just take a walk down the stroll down those aisles. And when we played, it was like kind of wind was blowing, so a lot of sand. So you're trying to kind of get your songs out there in the wind and the sand. And I remember the big video screens, they had to put guys behind the screens and hold on to them because the wind was blowing so much.
But not, you know, holding on loosely.
Yeah. There you go.
Sorry. I had to. You threw it up.
That's why you're on the radio. Yeah, right. But so we pulled it off. Everybody was enjoying it, you know. So it's a great job to bring that kind of joy to people. We see instant reactions. They're high-fiving. They're singing along. I got my sound man. He says, man, sometimes I have to turn you up louder because the crowd's singing louder than you are, you know. It's a good job to bring that kind of joy to people.
So I was talking to a good friend of mine who is a huge 38 Special fan, and I said, hey, we got an opportunity to talk to Don Barnes. Do you have any questions for him? He goes, and he vapor locked. So I will interject the question. He was a little starstruck just by me mentioning your name. 50 years ago, you're sitting around with your buddies, having a couple beers. Any inkling that you would still be doing this in 2025?
It is pretty surreal, man. I say, don't blink because all those decades go by so quick. But I told Donnie Vans at 30, I said, man, if I'd have known, I'd be looking in your face 30 years from now. I said, if I'd have shot him back when I wanted to, I'd have been out of jail by now. But we were young boys with a dream. You know, we made all our mistakes in public, you know, and we suffered and starved. And it was one of those things that like I said, I don't recommend it because it's a lot of failure in the beginning. Nobody knows who you are. They don't care whether you live or die. So you have to really steel yourself and inner fortitude. And a band is kind of like a support group. It's kind of like being married to five other guys, you know. So you have to deal with each other's personalities and be diplomatic and all that, and painfully honest when somebody presents a song that might be a B song and not an A song. So, you know, you keep your standards high. But it's one of those things that you become a family, and it does create strength of character because you do suffer together. So it's one of those things that, like I said, in our case, we were too stubborn to quit. But I tell these young boys, you absolutely have to do it. But if there's any more stability to fall back on, you're good with your hands and carpentry or stay in school or something. But, you know, yeah, it's we had at one point got off a 9-month tour, and we were absolutely ragged out. Everybody took their little week vacations, but we were contractually obligated to have another album out 6 months from then.
Wow.
And nobody had a single idea of one single note going on this thing. It was like we were kind of freaking out, you know. It's like you guys writing a book, you know. I woke up this morning, ... you know. So I was dating this woman. I said, you know, I just can't seem to get any work done. I'm just so caught up in you all the time. And I thought, wow, that's a pretty good title. That would work out pretty good. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Those kind of things happen like that. It's from real life experiences, you know, all those songs. Hold On Loosely was about a relationship that had gone sour, and I wrote that with Jim Peterick from the band Survivor. The first day we met him, we went, Jeff Carlisi and myself went up there, and he said, so how you guys been doing? And I said, well, you know, what is it about people that can't seem to celebrate their differences? They try to change the other person. They want to, you know, keep them under their thumb or something. And I said, what do you think? I had these little notebooks out there, titles, and songwriters have those kind of things. I said, what do you think about this title, Hold On Loosely? And he said, oh, yeah, but don't let go. And that was the first thing out of his mouth, you know. It was a perfect couplet, perfect bookend. And we wrote it in about an hour and a half, and it's been an anthemic song for the band all these decades later. And we save it for the very end. It's like the cherry on top, you know, among all the other hits we had, but we saved that one. People say, man, that song meant so much to our relationship and our marriage. And, you know, thank you for that. It's like, really? Because that's not what we were trying to do. We were just trying to get on the radio.
So you had mentioned Donnie Van Zandt, and I know he had to kind of retire for health reasons. Are you still in touch with Donnie? Do you talk to him on a regular basis?
Oh yeah, he and I still own the trademark. He's my brother. I've known him since 14. I just talked to him yesterday.
Okay, good.
He had to leave the road from inner ear nerve damage. Mayo Clinic read him the riot act and said, you have very few nerve fibers left in your ears. If you continue doing what you're doing, you're going to be absolutely stone deaf, and there's nothing we can do for you. And I said, man, if they told me that, I'd be gone tomorrow. It's not worth it, you know. But so he gets a licensing fee. We own the trademark together, you know, so he's still my brother. He's got these, he hears better than he ever could before. He's got these $10,000 hearing aids, you know.
That's great to know, because especially with the older bands, you know, there's friction, and you just hate seeing that as we get older and we start losing friends, and you don't want any animosity between you.
That's right. We actually still all like each other. It's pretty rare.
Right.
That's incredible. But he, back in those days, he would want us to aim those 6-foot amplifiers at him because he needed to hear the guitars and everything. So we had two drummers, and cymbals do the most damage to your hearing. So we had two drummers hitting cymbals as hard as they could. So it finally took a toll on him, you know.
Right.
Well, Don, 50 years, 15, actually now 16 records, 20 million sold. Here's to making it 22 million.
Thanks so much. Like I said, we made it to the top, number 5 in the top 10 rock albums in the country today. So we're real happy and real excited about the release, you know. So, and, you know, if we're coming that way, we'd love Reno. We'd love to come out and, you know, everybody come out and see us. You know, we'll be headed that way. They're always offering new shows. So the agency keeps us busy, you know.
Well, that is great.
Looking at your itinerary, yeah, you're not coming back to Reno. It's very sad. I was going to give you a hard time about it, and then I remembered you were just here a couple months ago. So,
it'll be next year. We'll see you.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get you in 2026. If you are so inclined, go to your favorite streaming platform and download the record Milestone right now. Brand new from 38 Special, Don Barnes. Hey, thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk to a couple idiots from Reno. We appreciate your time.
Guys, thanks for having me on. Live it up now. Come see us sometime.